Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit pinecrestfoods.com.
Hartwell Village is the ultimate one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca, with retailers including Aldi, Petco, Marshalls, Michaels, Ulta, Rack Room Shoes, and Five Below. Also, new favorites like Aloha Nails and Spa, Five Guys Burgers and Fries, Great Clips, Tipsy Taco, Whimsy Cookie, Mr. Knickerbocker, AFC Urgent Care, and Buff City Soaps. With stores for everyone and stocked with anything you need, Hartwell Village wishes our Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic year. Go Tigers!
A Ramona-ism.
What's so funny, yes. Genius?
I asked Ramona during the break, is that new copy on this particular client? She says, it's the same new one we've been using for a long while.
Well, you asked me the question. I mean, you act like I wouldn't send you something if I didn't have it.
Hey,
I mean, what do you think? If you didn't ask, it wouldn't get done. Yeah. I guess that's what you think, which is a
joke.
That's
right. Yeah. I know we have people asking about Packerbacker based on that last conversation. Do you have the Packerbacker phone call, top 10 greatest call in
sports radio history? It? Would you like to play it now?
How long
is
it?
318.
Oh, it's 318?
Yes, that's what it says on here. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Then we are going to satisfy the people who are asking for it, and we're going to get to Clemson football, I promise, in a minute. But this is a top 10 all sports talk call all time. This was Packerbacker, who is a diehard Atlanta Braves fan. I mean, this call goes back call go back? 20 years?
Well, no, not 20 years. I haven't been doing this show for 20 years. Give me a break.
Yeah, but I don't think that call occurred.
Yeah, it did. Who do you think put it together after we...
Oh, okay.
Who do you think's doing the work around here, Walt? I mean, come on, 20 years? Good night.
Okay, so it's like, what, 12? That's what you're saying?
Well, it says here 2016, but I know it's before that.
Oh, yeah.
I think we dug it out and put it together. That's not really the point, is it?
All right, three minutes of our friend Packerbacker, diehard Atlanta Braves fan.
Packerbacker.
Look here.
Yeah.
The report I have of that Pedro going to be out for about 2 months, huh?
Pedro? Who's Pedro? You mean Pedro?
Pedro Martinez.
There's Pedro. No Pedro Martinez. Well, there's Pedro.
You got an old man out there that lets Phil Mazio Lou now.
No, Moises Alou isn't even playing right now.
What? That's your problem.
No,
you got Mazio Lou drawing disability.
And what did you call him? What did he call him? What did you call him? What are you going to assassinate the names of all my New York Mets?
You got a Lou. He's drawing conversation.
What's his first name?
I think it's Matty. Wait a minute. Not
Matty Alou. Matty Alou played for the Pirates back in the 60s.
Well, I'm getting confused with either Lou boy with a whole bunch of them boys.
Yeah, Philippe. It isn't Philippe Alou either.
Not Philippe Alou, dead, ain't it?
So what's his name?
I've got that boy's name. He's about 40 years old.
Yeah, yeah. His name is Moises.
Moises, that's right. Moises, Luke. But look at
not Moises. Moises. Not Moises. Moises.
Moises.
No! Moises!
Well, let's just move on to something. Now, how did you get out there? You got this stuff
going, Marzi? Packer.
Tom Robbins hit the gym the other night.
Yeah.
And what, he is 0.79.
Yeah, and what good did it do him?
Yeah, but look, it's 150-some games left.
Yeah, I know.
And look, this pitching, you hold up like this. The engine's going to come around.
Yeah,
and
look.
It's cold.
Honestly, look, when you're throwing 74 miles an hour, you may fool them for a little while, but it's not going to last. I got to tell you.
Well,
it's
well,
not going to last, my friend.
The only thing that Tom Glavine needed was a change of scenery. The New York life's just not
the same. He's 42 years old. He's not even using the Grecian formula anymore. He's just going with the straight gray look. He looks like Bob Barker. Yeah, I'll take Yoann Santana.
Man. I ain't that big a fool.
But wait a minute. What's it? Wait a minute. What's his first name?
Yoann Santana.
Okay. All right. All right. I thought.
Now, look, that boy, that kid's a great player.
Yeah.
He's the number one.
Yeah.
I'm not taking against no Tom. I love Tom Glavine.
Yeah.
But I'm not taking your ass against him, man. Your ass is mad with you.
Hey, what's Alou's first name?
Who?
Alou.
Mosey Alou. Mosey Alou.
No, it's not Mosey. It's not Moisey.
What is it? Mosey.
Moises.
Moises Alou. But where he at right
Moises.
Now?
Moises.
Walt.
His name is Moises.
Moises. Listen here.
You listen here. Moises. Say it slowly. Moises.
Moises.
No. Moises.
The last of the Mohicans.
You tell him, Ramona. Tell him how to say it. Please tell him how to say it.
Moises.
No. Moises. It's not Moises.
Uh-oh.
You said people, say it slow, and he said it wrong slow. I think he got it right somewhere in there, but I'm not sure.
No. And people, you know, people hear that, they think, like, oh, that has to be made up. No. No, no. No, Packer Backer is one of the most unique characters in the history of sports talk radio. And when I would say... If I would say something like on the day of a show that he didn't like he was a big Green Bay Packer fan. If I would say something negative about his Green Bay Packers, he would call me at night and he would talk a million miles a minute for like 15 minutes. And then he would just hang up. I wouldn't say anything. I would not say a word. I could just put the phone down and he would just make his 15 minutes of retort against something I said earlier with me without me interjecting a single word, and then he would just hang up.
Oh my gosh,
thing of beauty.
All his calls are like that. I don't know, I was on the phone, I don't know if you said that, but all his calls were like that.
Yeah,
not just
yeah they were all great. Yeah, there were no
not just that one.
You know, again, he really couldn't say it. That was not an act. He legitimately could not
genuine.
Say it. Oh yeah. Yeah. No, he was, that's what made him so funny. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Look, Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrate a special occasion. If you just want an incredible dinner with friends, they're open every day. Happy hour, Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. Try the honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs. I have not had that. That sounds really good. Try the golden fried chicken tenders. I have also not had that. The Monterey sandwich topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce. I have had that, courtesy of Texter 940. That was incredible. Ramona and I had that sandwich. Absolutely unbelievable. The hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers, everyone keeps telling me is the best anywhere and that I must have that. The fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter, I've had a million times, and those are insanely good. The hand-cut steaks from their in-house butcher, now we're in my category, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip, the ribeye, the filet mignon. Those steaks are all unbelievable. get to Carson's. Carson's accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, parties, family or school reunions. Social distancing and COVID protocols follow for your safety. Book your reservation today. Carson's will handle the rest. View their full menu online, carsonsteakwarehouse.net. They're open 11 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 11 to 10 Friday and Saturday, and 11 to 9 on Sundays. 150 West Beltline Boulevard in Anderson. Call in your to-go order, which they'll be glad to take care of for you, 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. On the Vive Broadband Communication phone lines, Ed.
Walter.
How are you, Ed?
Good. I wanted to give you a call. I've been watching these new guest hosts on Jeopardy with, you know, and mind's eye on maybe if one of them's going to take the job permanently. Last night was Aaron Rodgers' first night.
Ed, let me stop you for a second. Ed, hold on. Yeah. Time out. Are you underwater in the middle of the freeway, in the middle of the highway?
I am in the middle of the highway.
You're just standing in the middle of the highway, or you?
Well, no, I'm actually operating a motor vehicle.
Okay. All right. We'll endeavor to do the best that we have. You have air conditioning in that vehicle, Ed?
It's not owned.
I know. I'm encouraging you to shut the windows and try the air conditioner.
Well, go ahead. The windows are actually shut.
It's the
blue. I think I probably.
Okay, so you got the windows shut and the AC off. All right, so it's like 110 in your car, but you're comfortable. But maybe that's the problem with your phone. Heat-induced coma. All right.
It's really not that bad. But anyway.
All right. Go ahead. Tell me about Aaron Rodgers and Jeopardy.
He did pretty good. You know, he's Cal Berkeley educated, so he's not completely stupid. But the reason I was calling, the two-day reigning champion was hilarious. He didn't know Final Jeopardy. So as his response, he put, who wanted to kick the field goal?
Yes. Yeah, you know, I saw that little excerpt from it on social media. And I don't know. You know what? Maybe this is my my black helicopter self, which I'm not normally one of those people. But that just seemed too set up, didn't it? That seemed too set up. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. What's funny is the guy in the middle that won and dethroned the champ was actually a Cal Berkeley graduate as well. And,
really?
He found that in a little personal thing they do halfway through the first round. He said, go Bears, you know. But anyway.
I probably said this before.
He's got a good voice for it.
Well, I guess he, you know, from what I read, he spent a lot of time basically studying Alex Trebek and trying to be true to the originator, but you know, Aaron Rodgers before he went to Cal went to JUCO. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
He was a junior college player, and Jeff Tedford, the then coach at Cal, discovered him on a scouting trip to scout a tight end, and so. You know, Rodgers is not what you normally think of as your Cal Berkeley fair. The thing is, he didn't have bad grades. He actually had pretty good grades, and he was reasonably intelligent. He went to junior college because no one recruited him. Nobody recruited Aaron Rodgers out of high school. Nobody. He was discovered by accident. When Tedford went to his junior college to scout a tight end and saw Rodgers the quarterback, and that's how he wound up at Cal, and the rest, as they say, is history. And he'll have this one last season with the Green Bay Packers, and then he'll be playing elsewhere after this year.
Either that or hosting Jeopardy.
Hosting Jeopardy, right?
You know, the funny part was, and I did not know this until yesterday, he actually won Celebrity Jeopardy, and that's how he got the invite. That I did not know. Which,
oh, is that right?
Battling other, yeah, if you're battling other celebrities, that may not be hard to do, but evidently he was sharp enough. But anyway, I just thought it was interesting. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Good luck.
Yep. Thank you, Ed. Drive safely, Ed. Stay off the phone. I don't know. You know, a couple of these guys were like Ed and Scotty. We never know what the state of their phone is going to be. You know what I mean? We never can be 100% sure.
It can start out good about, and get bad.
Yeah. Yeah, but in this case, it started out bad and just got worse, I think, or stayed the same, maybe. Let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. My guy, Greg Wales. Look, Greg and Kiwi, 100% independent advisor. Greg will design the plan that fits your specific financial picture. Every personal financial situation is different. You need a different up-to-date plan, not some cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all formula. Because financial planning is more than just choosing your investments. It's a big-picture analysis of your entire financial world, like investments. Minimizing the risk from bad stocks and funds, especially in this climate that we've been through the last year. How about Social Security? There are 314 different ways a married couple can begin to accept their benefits. Do you know, Ramona, every time I mention that, I get messages from people because they just don't know. They don't know. And when you've done the right thing your whole life, the worst imaginable outcome would be to blow it at the end. This is going to be one of the most important financial considerations of your lifetime. You need Greg Wales' guidance. Take it. Because there are 314 different ways a married couple can accept their benefits. There's no way to navigate that as a layperson. Health insurance, life insurance, retirement planning, estate planning, college planning for your children and grandchildren to maximize college financial aid opportunities. Kiwi Financial Group is on a mission to have a positive influence in our clients' lives. Call Kiwi Financial today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043, or toll-free 800-585-5816, or stop by their office in Clemson, 402 Pendleton Road, next door to Max Drive, and Clemson football on the other side.
Up next, it's Don Munson with your daily Tiger Update, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Relax, Clemson students, faculty, staff, and IPTE members. You can join Founders Federal Credit Union with convenient services like the Founders app with mobile deposit, Founders online, and online applications. You can spend less time in our office and more time cheering on your Clemson Tigers. For product information, visit foundersfcu.com. Not a Founders member? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA and a proud partner of Clemson Athletics.
Well, hi, everybody, and welcome to the show. The Clemson men's golf team is tied for second place after first round of the Collegiate Invitational at the Country Club of Birmingham in Alabama. Jacob Bridgman fired a 3-under par 68 yesterday to lead the fourth-ranked Clemson team to a 286 score in a tie for second place with Tennessee. The 14-team tournament includes seven of the top 25 teams in the nation and will run through Wednesday with teams playing 18 holes per day, so 18 more today, and then they'll finish it up with 18 tomorrow on Wednesday. North Florida, who Clemson defeated at the John Haight Collegiate in Ponte Vedra, Florida last week, has the first round lead at 283. That's 1-under par. Now, the course was very difficult yesterday. The scoring average for the field was 73.68 strokes, and that included 20 of the top 100 players in the nation. It's one of the top Raiders season tournaments of the year. The field includes nine SEC teams. The first time this year that Clemson has played in a tournament against teams from the Southeastern Conference. Play again will continue again today and then also on Wednesday as Larry Pinley chases win number 82. And our report brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, the official credit union of the Clemson Tigers. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union.
Book your next party at Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Carson staff is continuing to take all COVID-19 precautions to keep you safe. Double fried chicken wings, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and ribeye sandwiches, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400, Carson Steak Warehouse in Anderson.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles. And right now, you can get two of them for $5. So go ahead, call it a comeback. It's bow time.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
April savings bring May smiles at George Coleman Ford, where you can be in a 2020 Mustang EcoBoost Coupe MSRP at $29,440. George Coleman Ford priced at only $22,999 plus tax and tag. George Coleman Ford with no hidden fees ever and consistently the best reviews in the upstate. See for yourself why in a 2020 George Coleman Ford Mustang. George Coleman Ford, you'll thank me later. Offer good through May 3rd, includes $4,000 in factory rebates.
If you're a local business owner in the upstate, you know how important it is to work with local, experienced people you can count on. Pinecrest Foods' mission is to sell the best quality products with the best delivery service possible. All their products are supplied by local companies we know and love, like Clemson's Best Ice Cream and Carolina Pride Hot Dogs. Proud to serve all channels and formats from hospital to restaurant, grocery to convenience store. Find out more about the Pinecrest difference. Visit PinecrestFoods.com.
No sports. We are the Roar.
It was a beautiful day. Sun beat down. I had the radio on. I was driving.
Walt Deptula Road Rage. You know, I'm keeping track of the Braves game on one of my outlets here, and I'm not actually physically watching the game. I'm watching the updates to the game, and it appears that the Nationals have the bases loaded with two outs, and they trail by one. The Braves scored in the top of the seventh to take a 5-4 lead. And now we're on the bottom of the seventh, two out, bases loaded, and Trey Turner apparently at the plate. So we'll find out if the Braves can extricate themselves. You know, meanwhile, the Phillies just keep winning. The Phillies are 4-0. There wasn't a lot of Philly chatter before the year. Now, again, four games, 162 games means absolutely nothing, but it's still interesting that the Phillies are off to a 4-0 start and that my Braves and my Mets have combined to win exactly zero games. The Braves and Mets have a combined win total of zero. Meanwhile, Phillies are unbeaten, you know, and the Nationals are playing again. So the NL East off to a rather unusual start. I want to talk a little Clemson football. Rory, I'll mix you in here in a couple minutes. Let me tell you, you know, as far as the what I saw on Saturday from the running back group, I want to talk a little bit about offensive line play to the extent that you can in a spring game where you have no continuity, etc. But when I look at this group of running backs, we'll just randomly start there. Linjay, Shipley, Maffa, Malusi, Pace, they all bring a little something different to the table, and they all have ability. There are a couple other guys, too, in that mix, Dukes, et cetera. So it's a diverse group of running backs. You know, it makes me wonder whether Clemson will favor the featured back approach this year that they have favored. I don't know. When I last spoke to Coach Sweeney, I wanted to actually get to that, but we ran out of time. That was on my list of things to ask him, was whether you favor a single back, a primary back,
or whether you're open to the idea of more of a backfield by committee. In other words, which comes first? Is it that you ran a featured back because you had a guy who was just that much more talented than everybody else, or was it also by design? Is it your preference? And so far, I would say it looks like both. It looks like talent has dictated it, and perhaps it's the preference as well. We're going to find out this year, because I don't know that talent is going to dictate it as much, because I don't see the clear separation that we had before. You know, when Travis Etienne was here, there was a separation. You know, he was the guy, so he was going to be the featured back. Now it's a little less clear. You know, at the end of last year, Linjay really started to pop again, started to look a little more like the guy we saw 2 years ago. Most of last year, he looked lost to me. I don't know if their injury was a factor, but he also just looked confused. And I understand it, because the offensive line wasn't getting any movement in the interior. So I understand, you know, why a running back might develop bad habits or become hesitant. He did not run with the same explosiveness for most of last year that we had seen previously. Then at the end of last year, I thought there was sort of a sudden change. He seemed to have the explosiveness back. He seemed to have the step back. So maybe injury was a part of that equation for him. I don't know. But, I mean, I would think that, you know, he enters this in the pole position, you know, and then you see where you go from here. But this whole group of guys, I think these guys all have a chance to play. Now, again, this goes back to, do you favor a featured back? Look, I liked Mafo when I saw him in his high school film. I thought, you know, he reminded me a little of a Najee Harris type. He's a little different body type than Clemson had, a thicker back, a guy who came in at 215, 220 pounds, gave you a little bit of a different ingredient, yet on film could clearly catch the ball, had soft hands. That's why you reminded me of Najee Harris as well, because Harris has soft hands and can catch the ball naturally for a bigger back, and yet still had explosiveness and burst. So there were lots of things to like about him. I think Malusi has looked good so far as well. By the way, the Braves got out. They extricated themselves out of the bottom of the seventh. So they Washington leaves three guys on. We'll go to the top of the eighth, and the Braves with a 5-4 lead. But just in the little bit that we saw, I don't know how you're keeping Shipley off the field. I'm not sure how you're keeping him off the field. Shipley is thicker than people think. He's stronger than people realize. He has great long speed, but he can absolutely run between the tackles. He finishes runs. He has elite natural hands. I mean, you know, if he wanted to, he'd be a brilliant slot receiver. I just think you're going to have a hard time keeping him off the field. I think he's so gifted. And again, I think we just saw, you know, a little flash of that the other day. I think there's just a lot more to come with him that hasn't been seen, and that maybe Clemson would prefer you don't see. But I think Shipley is the real deal in every way possible. Again, he's very reminiscent of a Christian McCaffrey type. He does those same kinds of things. And he looks more than ready to contribute immediately. He does not look like a high school running back coming into college. He looks ready to play right now. Honestly, I think you'd have a hard time keeping Shipley off the field as this season goes on. I don't know exactly when, but I would not be surprised to see him wind up as your featured running back relatively early, maybe sooner than later. I think he has that. He just has that type of ability that he's one of these rare players that comes in. He just looks different. He looks different.
when he touches the ball, he looks different than everybody else does. And I think you'd have a hard time keeping him off the field. The wide receiver group, look, there's still no Latson. You know, Marty Schottenheimer's old line is the best ability is availability. From a Frank Latson standpoint, you know, he's got to prove that he can be that he can stay healthy and be a part of this picture. For the guys who were there, you know, again, no Justin Ross as yet. For people who are worried about the middle of the field, I mean, I and I'm getting those kinds of texts. I think that I think Justin Ross is going to solve the middle of the field thing for you. If you're going to play him at slot, he's going to solve the middle of the field thing. Because again, like when Jefferson was at LSU and tearing things up, you know, in that group of Chase and all those incredibly talented guys, Terrace Marshall, Moss at tight end. Jefferson talked about how he loves playing the slot because he has a two-way gap. He's not bound by the sidelines. And so he's one of the first star receivers who openly discussed the fact that he prefers to play in the slot. He thinks it makes him basically unguardable, uncoverable. And I think Ross can do that same thing for you. Coach Swinney's talked about Ross's short area quickness, change of direction ability. These are normally traits inherent in quality slot receivers. You know, normally it's a different body type. You know, historically it's a different body type. It's a smaller, quicker guy. It's the Hunter Renfro type. It's the guy who is not going to impress you with this 40 time, as Hunter Renfro never has. You know, at the combine he ran 4.5 something, not impressive. But what was impressive was his 3-cone time, his short area quickness times were off the hook. In fact, I think he was first. I think he posted the best 3-cone time amongst all receivers. That's how he wins. You win with change of direction ability and short area quickness out of the slot. And historically speaking, you want guys who can free themselves quickly off of the line of scrimmage in that role. Well, if you go back and you watch film on Justin Ross, Ross can do some of those things. Now, look, Clemson's tried putting some bigger body types, like 6'6 body types, in that position, did not work. I think it will work with Ross because you see the short area quickness with Ross. He is a different body type. He's more the Jefferson body type. And it worked incredibly well for Jefferson. And I think it will work incredibly well for Ross because it's going to give Ross a guy who has that type of quickness and who can free himself quickly. It's going to give him a two-way go. And that's just as it sounds for people who don't know what I'm saying. I mean, you know, when he gets a free release, a clean release, he's not bound by the sideline. He can go in either direction. And to me, by definition, that means you're going to use the middle of the field more. Because Ross is going to be a primary target for this team. He's going to be target number one. And if he's lining up in the slot, then by definition, the middle of the field is going to come into play. So for the people who have been worried about that, and I get it, I think your worries in that front are about to be over. Because I think that DJ and Ross will cure that issue. This is before we get to the tight ends and their role, because I think they'll play a role in it as well. Having said that, you know, two of your outside receivers who I thought both looked impressive on Saturday were Ngata and Ojo. You know, we keep talking about Ojo being raw, and he is, but he's playing. Okay, I mean, when I watched the spring game on Saturday and I'm watching that guy, I'm thinking, oh yeah, he has a lot to learn, but he's playing because he's too good not to play. He's too much of a freak not to play. He's going to play. He's going to be a factor this year. It's not going to be wait till next year. No, he's going to play.
He's too much of a freakazoid not to play. And Ngata has immense skills. Ngata's good. Look, there's a reason the Clemson coaching staff evaluates all their return personnel and puts a 6'4 freshman receiver back to shag kicks. You don't see that. Right? That body type is not generally thought of as a return specialist, especially as a freshman. So the Clemson coaches knew this is a guy who could be special. They knew. They knew from the start. And we've said all along, this could be your yards after catch guy for that same reason. Well, I think the light is starting to come on and the health is allowing for it for Joseph Ngata. So all of these guys, the Ngatas, the Joe, the Williamses, the Collinses, they're gonna factor. They're all gonna factor. And with Ross in the slot, that's a lot of weapons. And there's a greater maturity to those weapons than there was a year ago. And you have the big bodied outside receivers back in the mix, which you did not have a year ago. That automatically makes Clemson look more like the national championship teams of the last 2 years that we've seen in LSU and Alabama, where talented, mature receivers were the true calling cards of those two football teams. Walter Tiller, Road Rage, quick break.
Grainger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Grainger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Grainger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Grainger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
Do you have investments, or do you have an investing and financial plan for your future? Allow Kiwi Financial Group to give you an unbiased opinion of your current financial picture. With the goals of growth, income, and trying to minimize your taxes, we offer broad planning options to reach any goal that you may have. Call Kiwi Financial Group today at 654-5043 or online at kiwifg.com and let us help you. Securities and advisory services offered through the Strategic Financial Alliance, Inc., otherwise unaffiliated with Kiwi Financial.
Every Thursday night, we do it right. It starts at 7 o'clock. The streets will be blocked at 5. We'll start setting up then. Then it's 7 o'clock. We get started with a little jazz on the alley. Check it out. These are just some of the artists you're going to hear right here live and in person. You need to come on down. Bring all your friends. And, of course, if you've got guests in town, treat them for a little night of jazz on the alley. 7 till 9 right here on Ramcat Alley in downtown Seneca.
Change, change, change. Change, change, change.
It's a springtime and summer tradition. Change, it's Jazz on the Alley, downtown Seneca, every Thursday night, 7 till 9. So grab all your friends and come on down. We get started with live outside music and outside dining. It's fun for the whole family. It's absolutely free. And you need to be here in downtown Seneca for a little jazz.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of our roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Everlawn Independent Living in Clemson's Patrick Square is now accepting reservations for residency. Enjoy no maintenance needed living with all utilities included. Take the hassle out of everyday tasks with beautifully designed lofts offering truly independent living. Short-term and long-term options available. Assisted and memory care units are just a few steps away, making transitional living a breeze. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour, 864-760-8968, and online at everlawnliving.com.
WCCP knows there's nothing better than live sports. The Greenville Swamp Rabbits are back for the 2020-21 hockey season. Get your tickets now for nonstop exciting pro hockey at Bon Secours Wellness Arena. Individual game, full season, half season, and flex plans are on sale now. You do not want to miss it. Visit swamprabbits.com today for tickets, schedule, and promotions. And follow our social media channels at Swamp Rabbits. We'll see you at the well.
More live local sports than cars on Woodruff Road. You're listening to The Roar.
Tip Tula Road Rage, we are back. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. We know it's that time of year. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. Maybe you have lingering problems that, you know, you're like afraid to come out of your house. It's time to come out. It's time to go see David Green, the Green Law Firm. I mean, you know, I don't know if you've been running, hiding. I don't know. But I know that there's no reason for that. I know that David Green can make your problems go away. So go see my guy, David Green. Whatever your issue is, it's a personal matter that impacts your well-being, your health, your mental health, your state of being. So don't call some out-of-town 1-800-COMP and give your personal info to some perfect stranger. The solution's right here in Greenville, the Green Law Firm. David Green, by the way, is a Clemson grad. David's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. David knows all the options available. He'll help you get your life back. It doesn't matter. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether they have an audit coming up, David has working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll get you the right solution. He can't change your past, but he can absolutely change your future. And he's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for decades now. Go see my guy, David Green. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping folks here in the upstate, as I said, for forever. Go see the Green Law Firm, David Green, for free. That's free strategy session. 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, or on the web at greenlaw.legal. That's greenlaw.legal, green with an E at the end. I want to get back to this Clemson football discussion. And, you know, somebody wrote me and said that, you know, Shipley has great balance. Yeah. He has all that in a bag of chips, and he's thicker than I think people expected. You know, and again, like a McCaffrey, he runs between the tackles. You know, McCaffrey didn't look the part at Stanford, but he was a workhorse. You know, he's a 300 carry guy. And I'm not saying that Clemson's going to use Will Shipley like that, because I don't think Clemson uses any of their backs like that. Clemson believes in balance, and they want their running backs to be able to catch the football.
because it's an extraordinary weapon. And I think if there's anything you're keeping on the down low, it might be that. Again, my expectation is that Lidge is going to get first crack at this, but I think you are going to see some other guys get ample opportunity, and I would not be shocked that if at some point of the year RB1 is Will Shipley, because I just think he's too talented to keep off the field. I think he can do too many things. I just think innately he can do too many things. He has great long speed. He has balance. He has vision. He runs with power. He finishes runs for a guy who doesn't look that part, and he has extraordinary hands. You know, and I think he's naturally better in pass protection, although, quite honestly, I don't remember that element from the film study. It was too long ago. It's just not clear in my mind, that element. I would need to go back and examine that element. But from an offensive line standpoint, you know, look, this spring is about establishing depth. It's about what you weren't able to do last year. Last year, you just didn't have the pieces. COVID hurt you in that regard. You never developed any offensive line depth. You're basically playing like six guys. They're taking all the snaps. It's just not enough. It's not enough. You know, long before the spring game, when discussing Jordan McFadden weeks ago, I don't know how long ago, I said that, you know, there's a good chance this is going to be your next early draft pick from a Clemson offensive line standpoint. There hasn't been a lot of those guys. Very few. I mean, it's an area that Clemson is still sort of working on. And, you know, I suggested then that you know, I could see McFadden as a round two pick, and in best case scenario, maybe even a late round one pick. And, you know, that subject was broached during the game the other day. I guess Eric McClain asked Coach Sweeney something, or Coach Sweeney said, I don't remember the chronological order of it all, but it was brought up. And I think McFadden is that guy. So I think that's a really good starting point. And then there's depth and a mix of guys. I don't know how this center position's going to settle. I don't know if it'll be Trotter. I mean, honestly, I would not be surprised if it's Matt Bockhorst. And then you figure it out from there. But I think you have more pieces. You have more depth. You're in the process of developing more depth. I'm still optimistic about Walker Parks, and he's going to start out at right tackle. I think he's very athletic. You know, there were a few moments the other day that, you know, sort of ups and downs for him. But I think Paul Teo is a guy who gives you some ability inside as well, and some flexibility. And you know, if Bockhorst does wind up starting at center, you know, he could be in that mix at guard. Hunter Rayburn is another name that's come up a lot during this spring. You know, Hunter's listed at 6'4", 320. I didn't realize he was 6'4". Even watching him the other day, I wouldn't have thought he was 6'4". He plays very low. But he looked like he was in command, and for the most part, I thought he looked good. Obviously, he's very powerful. Everyone's talked about his power. You know, I think someone said basically it's like running into a refrigerator or something. I don't remember who said that, but somebody did. And, you know, and so I focused in on some of these offensive linemen, again, individually. You're not going to be able to evaluate anything in divided units from an offensive line standpoint, from a continuity standpoint. But I watched some of these guys individually just to see what it looked like. And I spent some time with watching Hunter Rayburn. I thought there was a lot of good. I mean, obviously he's powerful. There were still times that when you're facing the type of talent and size that's lining up across from him in a Clemson scrimmage, that there's still times you're going to be bull rushed. He lined up, Peyton Page lined up against him a couple times, and Page is an enormous, powerful man. And Page pushed him backwards a couple times.
And he wasn't the only one. There were a couple others. And Hunter handled it pretty well, I thought. Again, it's still his evolution, but look, when you're a center and you're being bull rushed, you got to drop your butt, you got to bend your knees, you got to drop your butt, and you got to anchor. And that's what you do. Basically, you draw a line in the sand. I mean, and it may not even be the original line. There's some of these cats like Paige, he comes straight at you. That's a big, incredibly powerful man. Hey, Hunter Rayburn's probably one of the strongest guys on the team, but sometimes the it's the rule of collisions, like on the road. You can talk about airbags all you want, but the vehicle that outweighs yours by 2 tons is not one you want to collide with. And there's an element of that. I mean, I don't know what Paige goes, 350, whatever he goes. It's a big human being. And so when you're in that situation as a center, you want to bend your knees, drop your butt, and anchor. Now, that may mean popping your feet. In other words, you're just looking for a stronghold, a foothold. You're looking for a stopping point. And the way you achieve that is by that. You bend your knees, you drop your butt way low, and you anchor. And sometimes you may need to pop your feet, which means you basically have to take a little, how can I best describe it? Like a little pop your feet, jump step backwards and sort of reestablish your feet. And that's where the bull rush ends, especially if the rusher has no counter moves off the bull rush, if he's not going to attack your outside arm or something. So I thought for the most part, Hunter Rayburn did a pretty good job at that. There were a couple times, as I said, they'll probably look and see that, maybe he could have done a couple of those things a little better, but there's a lot to like there. And again, I think in watching some of these guys individually, there's talent there. There's some ability. Most importantly, I think at this stage is, again, it goes back to this development of depth. And Clemson is clearly in the process of doing that on the offensive front. That would be a massive improvement over last year. And the real key to the whole running back room, regardless of who gets the majority of the carries, is going to be the play of this offensive line, particularly the interior offensive line, and how they rebound from last year, how they're restructured, how the depth improves the product on the field because guys aren't having to take too many snaps. Look, fatigue is a bad thing for an offensive line, all right? If you have a left tackle who's fatigued, guess what happens when a left tackle becomes fatigued? They stop paying attention to the details of their footwork and they start to reach. Because that's what tired people do. They reach and then invariably they get beaten. And there are some areas that need to be improved. I think hand usage, when you throw your hands, how early you throw your hands, playing in balance. But look, frequently these matches on the outside, they get won by the first guy to throw his hands. You're a tackle, you want to keep your hands inside, but these matches between offensive tackles and edge guys, they get won. They're most often won by the first guy who throws his hands successfully, because you're the guy in control. Then you're the guy in control. Sean Slater formerly of Northwestern, is a perfect example. He's the only offensive lineman at the college or pro level that's really controlled Chase Young. And he did it by being by throwing early hands. He got his hands into Young's chest inside almost at the start. And therefore, he controlled all of Chase Young's athletic ability and movement. And so there are areas that they're still working on. Rory.
football, Rory. I forgot all about you. I get so involved in the Clemson football discussion. Back tomorrow, I promise. I will put you right up. That's my bad. But that depth development, I think, is vital, and I think you're seeing early signs of it, which is, you know, a good sign overall for Clemson football. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. For all your roofing needs, there's Gilstrap. No one does it like the Gilstraps. They've been doing just roofs for 80 years. Father-son business, four generations of roofers. They would be glad to help you. You know, they've put so many new roofs on for people who call and have shown me photos, and people just love their work. But I also get all the emergency people. I get the people who, Walt, what's the number? I'm telling you, put the number on your refrigerator. Put the number where your food lives, and you'll know when the rain hits you. 269-1232, 269-1232. Better yet, call them now. Take advantage of the free checkup and find out. Head off any potential problems. That's really what you want to do. That's the best case scenario. Don't wait for all the water damage before you act. 269-1232, 269-1232. We're done. I'll see you tomorrow.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
Nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show.
Hour number two, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. When you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket can. You can get our poll question today at Zach Gelb at CBS Sports Radio. The Atlanta Falcons at four should trade the pick, draft a QB, draft Kyle Pitts.